The announcement means that the federal government of Canada will set aside funding up to $130 million for the Northwest Transmission Line. News of Prime Minister Harper's announcement sent shockwaves to the major players of the project. Elmer Derrick is the co-chair of the Highway 37 Coalition in British Columbia, which has taken the lead in pushing for the transmission line. He says his organization was excited about the news.
The provincial government was committed to this project quite a while ago, and they committed $250 million towards the construction, and now we have another $130 million committed by Canada. So with those two investments, we should be able to talk about a project as opposed to just a proposal.
The project will be funded under Canada's Green Infrastructure Fund, which is federal stimulus money that goes toward energy projects. Bing Giroux is the general secretary of the Highway 37 Coalition. He says the coalition's strong advocates were key in convincing the Canadian government. He says one of those advocates is the city and borough of Wrangell.
As you can see, the prime minister announced it in Washington, D.C., following his meetings with President Obama. This goes to speaks to the idea that this is part of a larger, North American energy strategy, and what connecting the people of Alaska to the North American grid actually means, and why it's important to both leaders.
Wrangell is the only American entity in the 34-member Highway 37 Coalition. The borough joined earlier this year as part of their effort to create an AKBC intertie. Wrangell Mayor Don McConaughey says the funding is a good start, but he says obviously they're going to need more money to complete the project.
Hopefully that will be forthcoming in later announcements from different sections of government, and probably from the private sector. I'm sure that they're going to invest in that line too. But it could be a very good thing. Also for Southeast Alaska and Wrangell in particular.
Wrangell's goals of creating the intertie involves connecting a transmission line along the nearby Bradfield Corridor to the Northwest Transmission Line. The intertie is expected to allow the sale of power from new and existing hydro plants from Southeast Alaska to BC and the North American power grid. Word of the announcement made it to this week's Southeast Conference in Haines. Jim Strandberg is project manager for the Alaska Energy Authority. He says the announcement is huge for Southeast Alaska.
The British Columbian people are, in many ways, our brothers, and when we can move more towards an interconnected network between British Columbia and Alaska by building infrastructure, that is a good move and a positive move. We've got, obviously, a long ways to go before any interconnection could occur, but this is one positive step.
Wrangell Assemblymember Warren Edgley has played a key role in Wrangell's involvement on the issue. He says the creation of the intertie is crucial in getting other energy projects going in Southeast Alaska.
It has to happen or those projects won't be developed. But it's not just the projects in Thomas Bay. It provides an outlet for if they built Thayer Lake and Angoon up to the capacity that it can be built to. It gives an outlet for Tkatz Power, which maybe someday Sitka will use it all. No, it just strengthens the whole Southeast intertie, makes it economically rational and feasible.
Edgley says the next step in the AKBC intertie effort is to develop a strategy to get the plan in front of Congress. The reaction of the announcement was mostly positive, but for some, providing power to Southeast Alaska first before selling it to others remains a top priority. While testifying at an energy hearing at the Southeast Conference, Petersburg Mayor Al Dwyer says he believes Alaska needs to take care of its own before selling power to someone else.
I think energy is so important to Southeast Alaska that we need to have, we want to break even. We want to have a reserve fund to fix things when they break. And we want the lowest possible energy cost to the people of Southeast Alaska. Once that's done, sell it to anybody for any price.
The announcement may be huge, but there are some kinks that still need to be worked out. The money from the Canadian federal government will only help build part of the transmission line. The Highway 37 Coalition will be looking to other resources in the coming months for funding to match at least $93 million Canadian dollars to finish the project. Building a power line along the Bradfield Corridor won't be enough to connect an AKBC intertie if the line is built to the U.S.-Canadian border. It is another 60 miles to the future Northwest Transmission Line, and that could take even more funding. With help from Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfield, I'm Tony Gorman reporting from Wrangell.